quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Listen, when they talk about the original, old school, that kind of crap, it was me. I'm talking about the original podcast back in, I think, 1994. The Talk America Radio Network said, guess what? We're going on the internet. So we went on the internet. Of course, like 120 countries. Now it's like over 200 countries. But the bottom line is, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, 41 years in its entirety. But the bottom line is, we're not talking history. We're talking today. Of course, today is pretty good day in this world of boxing. I mean, boxing has been on TV of late. Pro Box had a card last night. Vito Malignacki was a winner. Of course, he's a white kid from New Jersey, and white kids is good for white kids to win. And why do I say that? Because they sell tickets. People laugh when I say that, man. But, you know, as a promoter, I can tell you, when you promote white guys, even if they can't fight, you can't lick a stamp. They can sell tickets. You have black guys that are real talented, and you can't get people to buy. You know, it's a bad thing. But the bottom line is, that is the truth of the matter. But last night, Vito was a winner, of course, against a Mexican, a hapless Mexican. In fact, I look at the Mexican's record. In fact, let me tell you this. We would be ashamed to fight the guys that the Mexican dude fought leading into that fight last night. He was like 10-0, and it was like all kinds of knockouts. And it was incredible record. But the bottom line is, he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. So Vito was a winner last night. And we'll also be talking today in depth about Howard Cosell. Of course, Howard Cosell being the mouth that roared at one point in time, Muhammad Ali's tag team partner when it came to going back and forth on Wide World of Sports. Of course, Monday Night Football, we can go on and on about Howard, but we'll celebrate Howard to an extent. And then we'll hear Howard when he talks about getting away from boxing and how he ran away or got away or just left boxing. We'll talk about that in depth on today's show. Tommy D will be here. Henry Tillman, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, he'll be here. And, of course, we hope to spend some time with the retired HBO godfather as well. Open phone lines around the planet, and I'm kicking ass. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The impeccable one. Mr. Bailey Peck is my producer. Take it away, Bailey.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
When you're pissing on creditors like jewelers, car dealers, and other American holdings, you needn't worry about your physical well-being. But when you owe people in places like Dubai big-time money, we're talking like millions of dollars, take it from somebody who's been there, anything goes. What I'm trying to tell you is that Floyd Mayweather, I think, has got three options right now as far as his future is concerned. I think he's either going to jail in the United States, or he's going to Dubai prison, or he finds a way to voluntarily stop breathing. And why do I say that? Of course, Tommy D is going to disagree with me in a minute. But the bottom line is, I've known Floyd Mayweather since 1996. I saw him at the Olympic trials when he cried and he carried on for 45 minutes to an hour. He was like a spoiled little girl. I wanted to say, I mean, little bitch, stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You know, I mean, running all over the arena, man. Shelly Finkel, of course, the fetus. That's what they call Shelly Finkel, the fetus. He was chasing him all over the place, trying to get him to calm down, this and that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Floyd sort of showed me who he was that night. Then a couple of times afterwards, I saw him break down and cry. I said, what's he crying about? In other words, I think, I cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. But the bottom line is, Floyd Mayweather has shown some weaknesses in his game of late. Of course, about finances. I'm talking about people foreclosing on properties, two properties in Las Vegas. The IRS launched a $7.3 million lien this week on his holdings. His gyms, one of his gyms, was bought up by Manny Pacquiao. That's right, that Mayweather gym, they had a franchise all across the country. Well, one of them, I think the L.A. gym, that was closed for a while because Floyd wasn't paying his people. Imagine that, Floyd Mayweather not having enough money to pay his people. I mean, people in the gym. We're not talking about paying his hoes. We're talking about paying people in the gym. He can't pay what do you think those people are making, like 500 grand a year? Probably not. They're like getting make 20, 25 bucks now. He can't pay them. What does that say about money? Money's broke. I've been saying this for a long time. People laugh me off. BMH, well, you just don't like Floyd. This and no. I tell you, the writing has been on the wall for a long, long time. You can't spend the kind of money he spends and not make money. I mean, he talks about making money here and making money there. Evidently, he took a bath in the Bitcoin type of thing, did some fake currency type of thing, and invested his money in that, took a beating in that. Of course, he owes the people in Dubai some money. And as I said, back to those people in Dubai. They don't take kindly to owing you money. They held him. He couldn't leave the country. Floyd couldn't leave Dubai until like renegotiated that note. Of course, he's renegotiating everything. He's refinanced several of his properties in the last 5 to 6 months. Wait, not only that, he took a loan, or he took an advance on the Manny Pacquiao fight that's supposed to take, I think, take place September 19th at the Spear in Las Vegas. Supposed to be a fight. But he took an advance of several million dollars. Somebody told him he took like a $40 million advance. How the hell would you give Floyd Mayweather a $40 million advance on anything? But anyway, Floyd talked about three fights with Netflix, signed the contract the whole nine yards, got all this money, and now he says he wants to fight an exhibition, and that's going to happen, that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen, because Netflix doesn't play. I mean, Netflix is not like the Arabs. They won't kill you, but believe me, they will put you in jail, no doubt about that. So the future of Floyd Mayweather, Pretty Boy Mayweather, Money Mayweather, call him what you want, it just doesn't look good. Now, I take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in one of Floyd's biggest fans, Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamove. How are you today, Tommy?
What's going on, Paige? I like the introduction. One of Floyd's, after you do all of that about Floyd, then you say one of Floyd's biggest fans, Tommy D.
Well, you know, what can I say? If I can't kick you now and then, what fun is this? Anyway, bottom line is, Floyd, I'm kicking Floyd. I'm not kicking you, I'm kicking Floyd. Floyd's in deep trouble. Listen, I know that you couldn't, when I pushed the idea to you today that I thought that Floyd might end his own life, you said to me, you were like aghast, you didn't think so, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, man, he is, and everybody's looking at him. They're foreclosing on his properties. They're shutting him down. He's not going to have a place to live pretty soon. I'm telling you, he's in deep trouble. He's in deep, deep trouble. I don't think I've ever seen a fire. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys go broke, but not to this extent.
I haven't either. I mean, this is why, you know, when we say I can't believe it, this is why we say we can't believe it. I've never seen anything like this. You know, we still got to see what happens. I mean, but he took like an advance on the Pacquiao fight.
Took an advance. Somebody said he got $40 million, but buy a $40 million advance. But check this out, okay? 50 Cent, my favorite rapper, not really. You know, bottom line is I'm not a rap guy, but 50 Cent. Offered a $750,000 gift to Floyd Mayweather. Listen to this, because a percentage of you listening to this show think that Mayweather is a genius, per se. But the bottom line is, he can barely read. Rapper 50 Cent announced publicly that he will give Floyd $750,000 if he can read one page in a Harry Potter book. One page in a Harry Potter book, and Floyd, while Floyd has made a living out of proving people wrong, he wants no part of reading Harry Potter because he can't! That's $750,000 cash to read one page of a Harry Potter book, and Floyd no can do.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty embarrassing.
I mean here's what's up. You know what I would do if I was Floyd? Even if I had reading impediments and problems, I would take one page in that Harry Potter book and I would practice it a million times. Bailey? Yeah, Bailey's saying the same thing. We would just practice that one page like a million times over and over and over again. Screw you! I'm picking the page. You said a page in the Harry Potter book. Okay, I got page 15. Whatever it is. But the bottom line is, I'm only studying that one page. I read that one page 1,000 times. I would do it. I would throw it back in. I would be jumping at the chance to throw something back in his face if I could.
I agree. I just I don't know. I think that was all for, like, you know, for laughs and stuff, but it's just pretty embarrassing. I mean, you know, this is a guy that's been pretty arrogant,
pretty. Are you kidding? You want to look up arrogant in the dictionary and Floyd's there. There's a lot of names next to there's a lot of words that Floyd is the definition of. Asshole's one of them as well. Of course, he's a guy that, bit of a jerk. I remember one time at a press conference, he said, before the press conference starts, Tommy D, he points me out and he says, see that? I was writing for Flash Magazine. You see that guy right there? That's the best boxing writer in the world. Right, him right there. And the other guy's looking around at me like, mumbling, you know, the other writers, and Jack was the guy, they're mumbling and stuff. So anyway, but the bottom line is, about 20 minutes later, I asked him a pressing question. He said to me, quote, man, you don't know nothing about boxing. I said, but Floyd, 20 minutes ago, I was the best boxing writer in the world. That's how ridiculous Floyd is.
And I've seen that happen with a few people with things, but, you know, Floyd always wants the limelight. You know, he always, you know, wants to bring when he doesn't want to let other boxers shine, other fighters shine. He always finds a way to make it about himself.
Listen, they're talking about Mayweather Promotions. He sold rights to Carmel Moulton. That's who you think is you and I think he's really a hot prospect.
Yeah, he's a hot prospect. I don't know how far he will go, but I mean, is he still with Floyd?
No, according to paperwork, he signed with Manny. He's with Manny Pacquiao Promotions, and you know what? Okay. Manny Pacquiao Promotions is the promoter of record for the September 19th fight at the Spear. So why wouldn't Mayweather have won a piece of that?
So are you telling me that, Pacquiao's paying Mayweather now?
No, no. What I'm trying to say is that it's under Mayweather. It's under Pacquiao Promotions. But if it was a joint promotion, it would be Mayweather Promotions and Pacquiao Promotions, because Mayweather Promotions would always be first. You know, Floyd wouldn't let it go no other way. But the bottom line is,
of course,
it would be a joint promotion. But it's not a joint promotions. It's just Manny Pacquiao Promotions. So that tells me that Floyd knew that something was happening as far as the taxes and the IRS liens and all that kind of stuff coming. He knew in advance what time it was, and that's why he opted to get rid of Carmel Moten, I think. And because, who shines out of Floyd Mayweather's stable? Name two or three guys that are shining stars out of there that are destined for stardom. Can you name them?
None. I can't name any right now.
Moten, maybe.
It's not. Moten is one, but he's still a prospect, so I can't really gauge on you know, because he's been moving up and down in weight from what I've heard. So I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
All right,
he'll be a star.
All right, and to show you that what a fair guy I am, I sent somebody into Floyd Mayweather's strip club down there in Las Vegas, and guess what? There was one dude in there the first time. One dude in there the first time, right? So I said, you know, maybe it's a bad time. So go back another time, one more time for me. So I paid this dude to go back one more time. He goes back one more time, and there was three or four dudes there, and then 12 strippers. So you got four strippers per guy. Bottom line is, you don't make that kind of money in a strip club. I don't care what you say. Mayweather's the strip club is behind in taxes. That Manhattan apartment of his is behind in rent. I can't, with all these people closing in on him, I can't see no other way out than him eating a bullet.
No, and that would be, I mean, listen, I don't ever want to, you know.
No, I'm not saying,
I know that, but.
I'm not advocating that. I'm not wanting to predict anything like that, but I just, you know, I've been around a little bit, and I just see when guys break down, and I've seen guys forced into corners before, and I mean, he's not forced into a corner. He is in a corner. There's no way, I don't think there's any way out. I mean, how can you get out of that? You can't get out of the Dubai debt. Those guys didn't, you know, those guys don't play, man.
And as far as
and they smell.
Money, what as far as the money he's invested in, I mean, is that, did he lose everything, like, as far as, like, his properties and stuff? Or, you know, wasn't he big on cars? Like,
yeah,
I mean,
well, here's what's up. Let me tell you about a car, though. Every time you buy, the instant you buy a car, if I bought a car for $25,000, guess how much it's worth tomorrow? About $17,000. It drops that much in price. I mean, that's the cars don't, how can I put it? Cars are not something you invest money in and expect to make a lot of money, especially Floyd. Anyway, Floyd's bought all these cars. He's got like 25 or 30 cars. He's got one wristwatch that costs reportedly $18 million. I mean, now, you know what that is? And I'm going to use a word that reminds us. That's real rigorish. You know what I'm saying?
I know 1,000% what you're saying. So he needs to sell that watch.
I mean, an $18 million watch. Let me tell you, man, the impeccable ones from Marin County, he don't wear no $18 million watch. Those are rich dudes from Marin County. I'm serious, man. I mean, why would you buy an $18 million watch? What would compel you to buy an $18 million watch? What could?
I don't know. I would imagine. I don't know. I could be wrong. I would imagine it still tells... It still says, you know, tells time, right? I mean,
no, I would imagine it's right at least two times a day.
It is definitely right at least two times a day.
Straight
up. That's a guarantee.
All right, let's roll to a break. Tommy D's here, of course, in the impeccable ones in the other room, so we got things going on. Of course, Olivia's kid here as well. Open phone lines around the planet if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the reason why I say if you dare, because if you call and act like a fool, you're getting KO'd. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. decided. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And to you, Pedro, I hope I see you ringside sooner than later, buddy.
The great Nick Charles, the original voice of CNN Sports. I kid you not, him and the black guy, I can't remember. But the bottom line is, of course, Nick Charles passed away in 2011. That was in 2010. He was my buddy. Of course, he worked for Showtime and did all kinds of stuff after leaving CNN. But he was a class act, and I wish his family the very best. Of course, may he rest in peace. He passed away June 25th, 2011. I think he was only like 46 years old. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, Marvelia Martinez, a former world middleweight champion. I think he's junior middleweight as well. Of course, he was a winner at 51 years old. He looks pretty good physically, but the bottom line is old guys shouldn't be fighting, I don't think. Speaking of old guys, Tyson Fury fought yesterday. You get a chance to see that, Tommy D?
Yeah, I did. I got to saw him, you know, mess around with that guy.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, I dozed off a couple rounds, too. I'm not going to lie. I dozed out in the other fight, too, before that, which is pretty disgusting. And those guys got paid a lot of money to put on a crappy show. Turkey doesn't mind losing money. Hey, well, I guess. But
here's what's up. See, they don't mind losing money if because the eventual goal is total control. So they can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus he doesn't have to work. He doesn't have anybody to, and he doesn't have any corporate shareholders to answer to or anything like that. He just got himself.
Yeah, that's it. And then, you know, he takes a loss. He has it like that. You know, so he could take losses. I mean, he took a loss in Times Square last year. You know, he'll take many more.
Well, you know, yeah, but I don't, I can't. Do you think he would really just – I guess he can. I mean, we've got as much money as he can. I'm not kidding you when I say he's got an unlimited amount of money. That would be the place where – I mean, when I say unlimited, I mean truly unlimited.
It's pretty much unlimited, yeah. I mean, and he doesn't know what to do with it, you know. And it's like boxing to him is like a toy, right? And as soon as he gets bored with it, he'll move on to the next toy. I mean, that's how I think he's treating it.
That might be a bit of a push, but I will say this: to Tyson Fury, however old he is, 95 years old, 96 years old, whatever. The guy he fought couldn't fight all that well, and Tyson didn't look great. I mean, and he's never had the body of an Adonis per se, but you know, I think I've just grown old of the Tyson Fury act. Do you think that's a good? Think that's a possibility? Just grown old of the act.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I mean, this is a guy that's retired, unretired, what, four or five times already? You know, the guy doesn't take the sport seriously. He's already got, you know, been banned for drugs, and he's been caught, you know, he's been caught doing all kinds of stuff.
And he's right? A gypsy. How many gypsies do you know? Time out. How many gypsies do you know in your life that you can trust?
None that I know of.
I know one. And the only reason why I trust him is that he cooks pasta for me over in Berkeley. Gypsies, travel, whatever gypsy, right across the street from the hot dog joint there on off University Avenue, but Durant. But the bottom line is, yeah, he's the only gypsy I trust. And I don't know if I told you this, but I was trying, Jose might remember this, we had a 500-pound gypsy. A 500-pound gypsy, but he smoked PCP. That was the problem. So, that was the caveat. He smoked PCP. But the bottom line is, I took him to the gym three or four times, so I'm thinking I got the next WWE star, right? I mean, holy cow, man. This guy's like 500 pounds, and he moves around really good. I'm saying to myself, man, this is going to be good. I can make. So, anyway, the third time he showed up for training, he showed up on PCP. And that was, so that was a little weird. So that was the end of that. But, yeah, that's the only gypsy that I invested any money in. I invested a few bucks in him. But the bottom line is he was a 500-pound failure.
Jesus Christ.
But, I mean, think about that. The giant gypsy. I was going to wear, like, some chic hat, like the sheik, the turkey guy. I wear a little hat like him with the red scarf and that kind of good stuff. I was going to wear it. I mean, we were going to play it off. Thought we'd make some money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and I don't understand. How does that go together? Like you could be so big and be on PCP. Does that make sense? Does that work? I mean,
no. But the bottom line is, you need, listen. 500. You don't want a 500-pound man around you on PCP. Good Lord, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Okay. So here's what's up. Real quick, we got him to the gym the third day. And we're not talking about a gym with a ring or anything like that. We're just talking about the police athletic club out there at Hunters Point where it used to be. So I've got him stretching and loosening up and this and that and moving around. And he says to me, he goes, I'm not feeling too good. And I looked at him in his eyes. One eye was looking at me straight and the other eye was looking like in another direction. That usually indicates boxing's brain damage from boxing. But this was like the PCP working. You know what I'm saying? So he was all over the place and he started saying all kinds of weird stuff and this and that. And then I realized what time it was and I had to throw him out of the police gym. But the bottom line is that was my only foray into the world of gypsies. I think every gypsy I've ever met in my life has been a crook or a con man. Or exactly. I remember one time we had came over across a camper full of gypsies, and I don't know what they were doing out in their Candlestick Park. We came across a camper full of gypsies, and none of them had IDs. Okay? None of them had identification. So you know what I did, right?
What?
Took them all to jail. They were trespassing.
Oh, my God.
So they were on there. They were trespassing on the Candlestick Park property. There was no game going on. Bottom line, they were trespassing. I took them off. The sergeant said to me, you need to bring, like, this many gypsies in here? I said, they got no IDs. I don't know how. I have no idea who they are. Turns out two of those guys were wanted.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so then, exactly. Okay.
Well, you can sort of listen. There's one thing about I get that spider, they call it a spider feeling or whatever it is, around crooks. I can sort of feel crooks.
Okay.
You know, it's just like, it's weird. Anyway, it is what it is. Bottom line is, Keith Colon. Let's talk about Keith Colon.
Oh, Keith Colon, he fought on Friday night. He looked good. You know, his opponent didn't really look good. It looked like he didn't want to be there. But nevertheless, he went in there. He did what he was supposed to do. He got him out of there in one round. So now Keith Colon, 10-0, 10 knockouts. I'm a big fan of his. You know, I talk to his father, you know, every few days, at least once a week. And listen, he's about to graduate Rutgers University. I believe the graduation is May 21st, I believe he said, around that time.
Yep.
So, you know, much props to him. Listen, he's already has a phenomenal boxing career, 10 fights in, 10 KOs. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna get a bachelor's degree from Rutgers University.
Well, so, here's what's up. There's an undue amount of pressure on him right now because they put him in a big arena. They put him in an arena that holds like, what, 15,000 people last night or the other night? Okay, they put him in a big arena. Am I right? Is that what that arena usually holds, 15?
I think it could hold up to like 18, okay, between 18 and 40.
If he only put 4,000 people in there, 3,000 people, more power to him. That's a lot of seats, okay? You just don't buy the biggest arena in town to do it. I mean, that's like, who did this? Were they trying to commit promotional suicide? No, I mean, Tommy D. I'm going to tell you like this, Tommy D. When I did club fights, I did them. I tried to do them in small places, like the Holiday Inn, this and that, right? And I grab a room at the Holiday Inn. It only holds 700 people, right? And I had Pat Lawler selling tickets, so maybe the place would sell maybe 800 or 900. So I'd have standing room tickets. But the bottom line is, I had a good crowd, and the people were screaming, and the place was packed. But if you got an arena that's only got 3,000 or 4,000 people in a 12,000 or 15,000 or 18,000 seat arena, that don't look good. You can't get the vibe going.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. You know, but when you're not the, I guess, the main event or whatever, you really don't, you know, you're really trying to get on another card. So in this case, you know, it's a Pro Box card. So you pretty much, you know, they kind of pay to get on the card.
No, I get that. But what he should be doing is they should put together wherever he's from. Is he Newark, New Jersey?
Newark, New Jersey, okay. Yes.
Then you should find a Holiday Inn in Newark, New Jersey to work a deal with them, get a free room. Okay, and you put all you gotta do is bring a ring. That's all you do is you bring a ring, everything else falls in place. I mean, it's not a whole lot into promoting boxing, there is it. I mean, you get some insurance. In other words, get a promoter together, get a Holiday Inn or some ballroom or embassy suite, something like that, something that holds 1,500 people, and then you try to pack that. That's how you build a following. Because people say to you, last time I went to see Keith, man, there wasn't too many seats, blah, 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 the place was packed, right? And last time I went to see Keith, man, there was a seat everywhere. Big difference.
I see what you're saying.
Big difference. Anyway, we're going to roll up on a hard break here. We're going to keep Sir Thomas Doolenmuth around after the network break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, of course, worldwide on the internet with YouTube.com, the Sports Byline USA channel, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 41 years, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. More right after the break.
Snapshot from Progressive wasn't created for just anybody. Oh no, we made it for you. Smooth accelerators. When that light turns green, you're off. Like a warm knife through firm butter. Going from zero to the speed limit in an appropriate amount of time. Sure, your car has horsepower, but your horses prance around as silky smooth as your right foot. Fancy Prancerton. With Snapshot, safe drivers like you get personalized rates based on your driving habits. Sign up today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Upcoming, hour number 2 of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, today, the Sunday edition, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studio, Sunday, April 12, 2026. Hour number 2 will be about Henry Tillman, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, a man that beat Mike Tyson in the amateurs and then lost to him in the pros. We'll spend some time with Henry, and I'm going to go deep on Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell, of course, negative on boxing at the end, talked all kinds of smack, bottom lines. We'll hear from Howard Cosell and more in hour number 2 of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, of course, back to the Bronx and bring in boxing's Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Of course, we have to mention him by his royal name because we were mentioned by his boxing royalty. His agent gets upset and she leaves me all these calls on my line. But the bottom line is, I do want to mention this before we go any further. The governor down there in Texas, Abbott, I think he's a bit of a buffoon. But the bottom line is he's coming up with these food warnings, and they're going to put this on the side of the M&Ms. Not recommended for human consumption. This item has something in it that's not recommended for human consumption. They're putting this on Cheetos, on M&Ms, on Ritz crackers, this kind of stuff. So what I've been telling you for a long time is that the American food chain is poison. You guys laugh at me in the whole 9 years. I'm telling you, if you're eating processed food, you're in trouble. Corporations have really screwed up this food chain, no doubt about that. I mean, 40, 50 years ago, why were people 60 pounds lighter? Why were people 45 pounds? I mean, chicks were like 35 pounds lighter. Why were chicks 35 pounds lighter 35, 40 years ago than they are today? Think about that. Straight up, it's the food. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. What's happened? What happened this weekend, Tommy D? I mean, Vito was a winner, and I'm not all impressed with Vito because he fought a guy that, well, to tell you the truth, he fought a guy that was really not all that good.
Well, yeah, that's what they've been doing with Vito. But the thing, I think one thing with Vito, like, so like that was a pro box card. He's not signed to anybody. Like, he was with PBC, then he moved to Top Rank, and then he was on the verge of signing with Zuffa. Now I guess he's kind of like independent or doing a pro box thing. Not too sure. So I'm not sure what they're trying to do with his career. I mean, he has a good record. He has a good trainer. He's in a good stable. You know, he trains with, he gets some good sparring down there in Houston with Ronnie Shields. So yeah. Not sure how they want to move him or whatever, because I would think, you know, he would be in line to like get some type of title shot, to be in some type of rankings. You know, at one point he wanted to challenge Xander Zayas, like a couple years ago, but he moved up in weight to like 160. So I'm not sure what Vito wants to do. His father is a promoter in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. So not sure what the direction is, but he's fought three straight undefeated guys, but those undefeated guys really, you know, they really didn't beat anybody. So it looks good, you know, when you're looking on paper, but if you go and you do the research, he's not really fighting anybody, you know, challenging.
All in all, though, of late, there's been a lot of boxing on television. Am I right? I mean, I've enjoyed it. I've watched, of course, I've got this special cable box where I get to watch everything, bottom line is. But Tommy D, you know what I'm talking about. But the bottom line is, I mean, I've watched a lot of fights lately. It's sort of like I caught the fight bug again. And the fights have been more than palatable. In other words, palatable means you can sort of, they're okay. But no, they've been better than okay.
Yeah, listen. So two things. One, I know we give Dana a hard time. I don't like Dana White. I mean, you don't like Dana White. And I think we shouldn't like Dana White. But the Zuffa cards have been pretty entertaining. They've been pretty competitive. There's another platform we get to watch boxing on. It comes on, you know, mostly on Sundays, right? And Paramount TV. And then now, I don't know if you heard, but the Zone has signed like a deal where they're going to go on TNT, I think once a month, and they're going to have fights on TNT now through the Zone. So I think they're going to open up with in July 4th supposedly Abdullah Mason's going to have his first title defense in his hometown of Cleveland. I think that's a very big deal. So that's another TV platform where we're going to see more boxing. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much excited the way boxing is going now. We're not getting the fights we want to necessarily see, but we are getting to see more boxing on TV and on platforms and competitive fights as well.
Okay. If ever there was a fight that you wanted to use or try to encourage a new boxing fan, it was not last Saturday's Derek Chisora, Deontay Wilder encounter from the UK. First of all, both guys were so shot, you could see the bullet holes. You could.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I think we were robbed in that fight because of the referee. I think the referee took a lot from that fight because I felt like Deontay had Chisora hurt. And the referee kind of like, you know, helped Chisora in a way.
Help, so. No. Let's call Mark Bates out for what he is. I mean, he wasn't a homo. He was a homer. I mean, he just, stone cold homer. He was like giving him breaks. I'm surprised he didn't pull out the stool and say, sit down for a little while, relax. When you feel better, we can start the fight again. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't do that. So, you know, and then, how can I put this? There was more punching behind the head by both those guys than there was punching in the front.
Yeah. A very ugly fight. A lot of clinching. You had guys run into the ring. You had guys helping guys into the ring.
You ready for this one, though? You ready for this one?
Yeah.
71-year-old Judge Phil Edwards had a 115-112 for Chisora. How could he have that guy win in that fight when he got dropped twice and he actually went down about 19 times? I mean, that guy, he was down more than a hooker on a Saturday night.
I don't know, man. It was a joke. Obviously, that's the home team, right? You had the home ref and you had the home judge. So thankfully, the other two judges got it right, and the right guy won the fight.
You know, we talked about this before. I used to scream about the split decisions in Las Vegas and how I thought they impacted the sport in a negative manner. Dalby Shirley was the author of a lot of those decisions. And Mark Ratton used to tell me, Pedro, just relax. The right guy won. I don't believe in that, man. If you got a bad judge, you got a bad judge. I don't think this guy should ever judge again.
Yeah, but of course we get judges here in America that we say the same thing, and they get not only do they judge again, they get the big fights.
Wait, are you not? You're not referring to cheating Tim Cheatham, are you?
Maybe. I mean, if the guy got the word cheat in his name, I mean, I don't think he should be a judge.
I think I would change my name, wouldn't you? I would like use my middle name or something like that.
Of course, I definitely would. If I was in the business of like, you know, judging or being a part of some type of decision making, whatever, I would have to change my name because you have the word cheat in your name, okay. Right? So, yes.
Okay. Best looking fighter the past couple weeks has been Sam Goodman. You agree?
I mean,
Sam Goodman looked good last week against Rodrigo Ruiz. Ruiz was favored in some sports books. Of course, Goodman having the hometown advantage. But the bottom line is, he came in at 23-1 with 17 whacks. I expected a lot out of him, and he did nothing. That Aussie ran him into the ground.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I the guy can't really punch like that, and he did. He looked like he punched him a little bit. He couldn't get the stoppage, but. Yeah, he did. He did look good. I mean, I can't take that away from him. It's hard to just like go ahead and automatically default and say, you know, the last few weeks he was the guy that impressed the most. But I like this kid that fought Thursday night. Cuban kid, Osles Iglesias. He fights at a super middleweight, 168 pounds. You know, he got a stoppage in the eighth round this Thursday night. He's a guy that we should pay attention to. I think he could be a star. Now, mind you, you know, 160 and 168 are not really the biggest divisions like they used to be back in the day. But I believe he's worth watching.
Okay. Now, divisions, I'll put you on the spot. What's the best division in boxing right now? Long pause. Do you hear the long pause there, folks?
140.
Why?
140 because I think they have the biggest names right now, and then I'll second 135 because those guys are going to end up, you know, they're all in the same bracket. So 140, you got, you know, Shakur Stevenson, you got Keyshawn Davis, you got Dalton Smith, you got the kid, the Russell, Antoine Gary Russell.
Oh, I mean, You really brought him up? You really had the audacity to, you had the audacity to bring him up after that last fight?
He's a champion, though.
Time out. If ever there was a guy that deserves an asterisk next to his name, it's him. I mean, come on. Didn't I just watch him, didn't he get a gift decision there in Las Vegas on February 21st?
No, I don't think it was a gift decision. It was a close decision. He fought the guy.
One judge had him winning every round almost, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a joke. But he fought a guy that just flew in, right? And he hadn't fought in like a year or so.
Man, I think you're dogging the Japanese guy, because originally you were going to pick the Japanese guy. He came in at 24-0. He could rack, and he came in within 24 hours before the fight, and he was training on Las Vegas time in Japan, which I thought was genius.
No. I was going to pick him, and I'm glad I didn't, because I would have lost. But, I thought Gary Antoine should have done better. But this is what happens when guys are not fighting more than once a year. So let's see what happens. But I think he's a champion, so that's why I got to name him.
You know what? Gary Antoine Russell can fight 13 times a year. I'm still going to need Viagra to watch him.
Hey, well, let's see. I had to name a champion in division. I said 140. I had to stick to my guns. There's other guys in there. I like another. There's a good prospect, a contender coming up from the UK, Adam Azim. He's pretty good. Ernesto Mercado out there in California. Sabriel Matias, I think, can still be a player at 140. So, I mean, you got a lot of good fighters. Isak Cruz is at 140. You got the other guy, Lamont Roach. So 140 is a real good division. There's a lot of good fighters at that division.
Okay. Did Teofimo Lopez sign with Matchroom this week?
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to sign with Matchroom. I think it's between Golden Boy and Zuffa. And the reason why I say Zuffa, and I don't know if I mentioned this before, and look what happened. I did say like a couple months ago that all of Keith Connolly's guys, or most of them, are going to sign with Zuffa. And look what happened. Berlanga and Hitchens, Richardson Hitchens, they both signed with Zuffa. And Tio is a Keith Connolly guy. So I feel like if he doesn't get the fight with Ryan, right, because that was Golden Boy, then he'll sign with Zuffa.
Okay. Speaking of Ryan Garcia, the boxing's real problem child, not Jake Charles, Jake Paul, the real problem child, of course. He's been out of the news of late, which is good.
Yeah, it is good. I mean, it is good. And you know what's funny about that you mentioned that next week there's a fight here in New York. The women's are fighting, and there's no mention of him. Like, so he's kind of took like a back seat and let the guy Nikisa kind of handle everything. So, yeah, no news of Jake Paul anywhere.
Speaking of Jake Paul, last time I saw him, his jaw was in four pieces. No. You're laughing. Isn't that the way it went down?
That's the way it went down. I mean, allegedly.
Couldn't have happened better. Let me tell you. He was wearing, Anthony Joshua was wearing these big old gloves, and he was holding them back early on. But once he threw the first punch that he threw with some meaning, he broke that dude's jaw. I mean, he broke his jaw into pieces.
Yes. No joke. I mean, but listen, that's what Jake Paul wants to do. Credit to him for wanting to take the fight and, wanting to fight. He still wants to fight.
You don't think that Jake Paul thought that Joshua was going to take it easy on him? Mike Tyson did.
Yeah, I think he probably would have thought that, but at the end of the day, he still went in there and he still, fought a former world champion, a contender still, in Anthony Joshua, and he went in there, he tried a little bit, I guess, so that's more than what a lot of people would do. So I give him credit for that.
Okay, real quick, May the 2nd, of course, the fight across the pond in Nakatani and Ninoa Inouye. Of course, you screwed that up by not willing to take a private jet and fly us out there. So you're on our list about that one. But the bottom line is May the 2nd, of course, in Vegas, it'll be Benavidez and Zerto. Where do you go there?
I like Benavidez. I think Benavidez might be the best fighter in boxing right now. So I got Benavidez. I don't think he stops Zerto. I think Zerto's very tough. But I think he washes Zerto, and it's 12-0, win, or maybe 11-1. But we get to see one of the faces of boxing in Benavidez.
You do realize we just put the kiss of death on David Benavidez, right? You, me, and Sock all think he's the best fighter in the world. I mean, poor guy.
Poor guy. But listen, that's what makes it great, because what's great? What's better than seeing, one of your favorite fighters or one of the faces of boxing do well?
Exactly.
Upsets. Upsets are great for boxing. Yeah. So, If we jinx them, so be it. We get to see, we get to witness history.
Straight up, you're right. This is great. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, we thank you so much. He's not my guest on Sundays, folks. He's a Sunday Shot Caller, my co-host. I thank you so much, Tommy D. Hug the wife. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Pedro.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home Now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses, so I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
Son, you've never been in the position you're in right now. Never. I mean, no, I wouldn't have wished that on anybody. Listen, you're not my favorite guy. There's no doubt about that. We've known over the years, and you and I haven't agreed on a lot of things, especially regarding your career. But the bottom line is, I don't wish bad, really bad things for you. But I tell you, man, I don't see no other way out. I think that Mayweather goes to jail here in the United States, goes to jail over in Dubai, which is prison, right? Or he finds a way to involuntarily stop breathing, or to voluntarily stop breathing. What I'm trying to say is, I just can't. I mean, if I put it this way, I think if I was in his position, I'd be contemplating suicide. I just would. I mean, that'd be the best way out for me. I mean, he just would. I mean, come on. Especially having considered made yourself such a glamour guy and money this and money that and money this and money that, and you're going to jail this and that. You know, come on, man. I don't think you can handle it. But bottom line is, at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather is a talented athlete. Not that much of a fighter, but he was a talented athlete, a good boxer, no doubt about that. But that 50-0 record, I got some problems with it. Anyway, an old man, Juan Francisco Estrada, lost, of course, across the pond in Japan yesterday to a guy by the name of Tenshin Nasukawa. And he is 7-1, of course, moves to 8-1 now. But the bottom line, stopped him in the ninth round. Estrada, a guy that's been around for a long time. Time to hang it up, baby. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, we come to you live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, and YouTube as well, the YouTube and the Sports Byline USA channel there as well. Bottom line is hour number two coming up after the news right here on Sports Byline. So give us a six-minute rest. We'll be right back after the news. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.
I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. When free agent NFL quarterback Kirk Cousins first signed with the Las Vegas Raiders earlier this month, I had noted how many pundits championed the decision. And while I don't want to bag on the talking heads paid to pontificate, a week later many are still doing so by setting countdown clocks on how long it will take before the expected first pick in the draft, Fernando Mendoza, takes over. It's become accepted practice to throw a rookie quarterback and their cap money to the Wolves, so it only makes sense to wonder how much patience the Raiders will have. But I still think they're going to have a lot more than people expect, which is really something novel considering the history of the Raiders, but times seem to have finally changed. While the late owner Al Davis' son Mark continues to control the operations of the franchise, the team turned to minority owner Tom Brady and his longtime friend and general manager John Spytek to revamp things. In an interview with ESPN this week, Spytek talked about the importance of having patience with young players. When talking about young quarterbacks being thrust into situations they weren't ready for, Spytek noted, "I think more organizations failed those kids than those kids failed the organizations." Spytek's teammate at Michigan State, Tom Brady, knows as well as anyone what a year without the spotlight can do for a young quarterback. When he was drafted in 2000 by the New England Patriots, it wasn't even guaranteed that Brady would make the team. He did, but he sat and learned from his head coach Bill Belichick, from offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss, and from the veteran starter Drew Bledsoe, what to do, what not to do, and how to lead. When Cousins was drafted in 2012 by the then Washington Redskins, he knew he'd probably make the team, but he also knew he wasn't starting, so he sat and learned. From a staff which included Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, and Matt LaFleur, Cousins learned what to do, what not to do, and how to lead, and he was able to do so as he watched the trials and tribulations of fellow rookie Robert Griffin III. By the way, Mike McDaniel and Sean McVay were also in Washington at the time, just to remind you how bad the franchise fumbled its future. In February, the Raiders hired new head coach Clint Kubiak. While both were in Minnesota, Kirk Cousins had three of the best years of his career. At this stage, it's impossible for me to believe that Kubiak and Cousins won't work well together and get some use out of the young weapons the Raiders have. And while they do, it gives Mendoza a chance to learn at a more relaxed pace and without the pressure he'd face as a starter. Taking snaps from under center, getting comfortable in the pocket, and then learning how to deal with the pressure in said pocket, throwing deep balls consistently at this level, there's a lot to learn. Maybe most importantly, how to make your teammates believe in you and want to follow you into battle. Something Brady, Cousins, and Kubiak, last year's Super Bowl-winning offensive coordinator with the Seahawks, have a darn good history of. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game
then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Pylon Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Listen, I can go into history and talk about 41 years of radio, all that kind of good stuff, but that's just boring. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing. And we'll talk some MMA in this hour as well, of course. I'm your host. I'm also a feature writer and four-time Golden Glove champion. So allegedly, supposedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. In fact, the average boxing fan is about 30 years old now. I'm not 30 years old. Are you? Are you the average boxing fan? You want to say something about the world sport of boxing? You got to something to impart? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Vito Melenaki was the winner last night against a hapless Mexican. Of course, I think that took place in Newark, New Jersey. Of course, New Jersey drew a good crowd with him. Of course, the kid has no promoter. But the bottom line is he can draw. He can't fight all the world, but he can draw. There's no doubt about that. And of course, I'll talk about Floyd Mayweather in this hour. Of course, the Floyd Mayweather issue. Is he going to jail? Is he going to prison? Is he going to kill himself? Will he die? I mean, bottom line is he's got all kinds of dilemmas, all kinds of problems right now. And I think they are problems that he can't face. I think he's got problems that would just break the average person. And I think he's less than the average person. So I expect Floyd Mayweather to break in the near future. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather, of course, Money Mayweather, $7.3 million IRS lien was slapped on his properties. That was on Thursday. Of course, it was a bad week for Floyd, a real bad week for Floyd. We'll talk about that in depth. Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'm bringing the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, Mr. Henry Tillman. And we'll also talk about the Howard Cosell story, why he got out of boxing. We'll hear from Howard. We'll hear 7 minutes of an interview with Howard. Of course, Howard's a jerk. He just really is. But in order for you to realize who he is, I think I've got to play this interview. So bottom line is we'll play an interview with him with David Letterman, of course, and him and Joan Rivers talking about boxing. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, damn it, and of course, YouTube.com, the Sports Byline USA channel as well. This is Ring Talk, StutterTalk.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Before the fight, there was, I guess in the newspaper, Don King came to you, the promoter, right?
Yes.
And he said, I'm sorry, Randy, you, for some reason you're going to get $200,000 less than we originally decided you were going to get. Now, what was that?
That was a cut in pay.
Based on what was the cut levied upon you?
Well, he had thought that possibly I should have been in there a few days earlier as in accordance to the contract, which I definitely did make some provision for as far as talking to the newsman and trying to promote the fight and things like this. He cut my purse because of that. I don't know why he cut Larry's purse. Don King was just interested in making some money. About like everybody else.
Now, what does that do to you going in, knowing that you're going in for the purpose of not only hoping to get the heavyweight title, but also you're trying to make a pretty decent payday for yourself? Does that affect you as a fighter going in?
Well, I don't think that realizing inside that possibly the promoter of the fight and the premier promoter of boxing is a lying, thieving sleazebag, something like that, is not going to affect me personally. I mean, hell, I got to fight.
Yeah. Have you heard from Don since?
Don hadn't called.
Yeah, he'll be calling now. I have a feeling now you get a call from Don.
I'm willing to bet Randall Tex Cobb got a call from Don King after. Of course, he had that 15-round fight with Larry Holmes that sort of ended the career, the broadcast career of Harold Howard Cosell. We'll get into the depth at 40 minutes past the hour. At 20 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in, of course, 1984 Olympic gold medalist Henry Tillman. He had a couple roles with Mike Tyson, two amateur fights. I think he won, of course, and then he lost that pro fight to Mike Tyson. Speaking of Tyson, Tyson Fury, former world heavyweight champion, defeated a guy by the name of Arslan Bak Magomedov, or something like that. Bottom line is, his name's a bit of a bitch. But the bottom line is, unanimous nod across the board. Scores of 121-08, 121-08, and 119-109, meaning 112 zipping rounds, 12 zipping rounds, and 11-1 in rounds. I mean, Tyson Fury is like 94 going on 95. He should just go away. You know, it's a bit of a con. Now the gypsy's just really conning people. It's not fighting people. It's fighting con jobs. Bottom line is, I wish he would just go away. Of course, on the same card, a guy that's making some money of late, Conor Benn, of course, the son of former world champion Nigel Benn. Of course, he had those fights with Chris Eubanks Jr. and that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, Conor Benn beat Regis Progus. Of course, Regis Progus is the guy that came to San Francisco and lost like every round against Devin Haney about a year ago. Bottom line is, Regis is not much of a fighter. He can't like a stamp you wet his tongue. I don't know how he got the record in which he did. But the bottom line is, those scores were large again, 98-92, 98-92, and 98-92, meaning 8-2 in rounds. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, not a whole lot in the world of Conor Benn. Conor Benn is this guy that doesn't impress me. And people talk about Conor Benn being a future star. I think Zuffa Sports has given him all kinds of money. Good luck on that. Now, Vito Melonaki. What do I have a problem with his name? Bottom line is, he was the semi-headliner last night, of course, on Pro Box TV. And I give Pro Box props because they're showing fights that, I mean, they're not the greatest fights in the world, but they're watchable. I mean, it's not like, and they're watchable, and the TV team was not all that listenable. That whoever, who's that chick? Bailey, find out who that girl is. I mean, that lady on the air last night on that Pro Box card, they should put a zipper on her mouth or something. Like that. She just keeps talking and talking and talking. What happened? You know what's happening with the TV teams? Is they're not a TV team. They're just like, you got four guys there jockeying for airtime. That's what's happening. That's why it doesn't flow. That's why it's not perfect. That's why it's not like me and Al Bernstein. Because me and Al did well. I mean, we hated each other physically. I mean, you put us in the same room together where I was spitting across the room, okay? But the bottom line is, when we went on the air, we were pros. There was no doubt about it. Like Lampley and Larry Merchant. Of course, Jim Lampley, the guy that choked his wife in front of me and then had to slap that police chokehold on his ass. And had he not let go, guess what? People laugh when I say this, but I slapped chokeholds on about maybe a little less than a dozen, maybe 8 or 10 people as a cop, in the 10 years as a cop, okay? And when you slap chokeholds on somebody, it's usually because they're going crazy, you're trying to get them to relax, this and that. So you slap the chokehold on them, and as they're going out, they could feel they're getting unconscious because you're squeezing the blood flow here in their neck. You're not choking them to death. You're squeezing the carotid arteries over here, okay? The carotid arteries. So you're squeezing that down. So they're getting lightheaded, right? Well, most of those guys go right away. Jim Lampley didn't go right away. Here's what's up. We're at this post-fight party. Mike Tyson's across the room, and I think Seth Abraham was there because he's the HBO CEO, the boss, a man that I admire without a doubt. He's a guy that can touch you without touching you. He's one of those people. Anyway, so there's a party going on, and Jim Lampley's wife has these deformed hands. She's got hands like a lobster. That's the best way I could put it. She's got like three fingers, and they're all like lobster hands. That's the best way I could put it. And I'm not being cruel. I'm just telling you like it is, okay? So she got these lobster mitts, and there's this black dude there, and Jim's sitting down having a few drinks. Jim's like feeling it, you know, Jim's feeling pretty good, and his wife's over there, and she's rubbing this black guy on his appendage. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that appendage. Yeah, his member. Call it what you want, but she's rubbing him with them ugly hands. Some girl rub on me with those hands, I'd run. Anyway, blood wasn't running nowhere, but Jim Lampley did run. He ran over to his wife, and he slapped a chokehold on her, grabbed her with both hands, and was shaking her. So nobody reacted in the room. Everybody's like, yeah, you know, wow, man, look at that. No, I had to do something. So I grabbed his ass. I went up, grabbed him from behind, threw him in his left-handed police chokehold, had him, okay? And here's what's up. He was just a few seconds away from going, and he finally let go of her. That's how determined he was to hurt his wife. Of course, that's in my opinion. Of course, having been a former policeman and having had this chokehold on him, I know that most guys have given up a lot sooner than that. But Jim Lampley didn't give up soon, of course. And then Jim Lampley got into a little domestic violence beef after that with a girlfriend. And then this wife, you know, the one with the lobster hands, she was a news lady down there in L.A. as well. But the bottom line is, she said that Jim Lampley never showed any signs of domestic violence around her. That's what she said. I kid you not. That's what she said. She went on the record and said that. I mean, come on, man. People were there. people don't want to believe it. Of course, I remember telling Larry Merchant about that, and Larry said to me, I sort of remember something about that. I said, yeah, well, here's what's up. I went to Uncle Seth. I said to him, this is what happened, and blah, blah, blah. Uncle Seth was the boss of HBO. He said, well, it's up to you, Pedro, whether you want to print that or not. And I know what he was trying to say was, if you don't print it, we're cool. If you print it, come on, Pedro, don't do that. And of course, I was getting $2,000 a week from HBO, so I didn't print it. Come on, man, money, come on, no, I'm serious. I mean, why would you blow a gig like that? Why would you blow a subcontractor gig for $2,000 a week, or $2,000 every time HBO had a show, $4,000 on the pay-per-views, okay? Why would you blow a contract like that just like to spit on Jim Lampley, spit with an H? I didn't have to. Jim spit on himself. Of course, Jim's got in trouble over the years, the couple of domestic violence beasts, and then, of course, something arose. He had some major job a few months ago, and then he was out of it. So I don't know whether he got X off from a new job or whatever. But the bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and, of course, Vito was the winner last night. Of course, the guy that he beat, Omar Huerta. Omar Huerta should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. He's now 15-1 with one draw, 13 KOs. Quit that. The 15 guys that he fought, let me tell you, Jose Mazzurri is not that great of a fighter, okay? But I think that Jose Mazzurri could beat all 15 guys that he beat. I mean, that's how bad these guys were. I mean, I looked at the record, just bums. I mean, stone cold bums. And the scores across the board were 190, 190, and 99, 91. So, well, I think Malinaki's white, bright, and he's a good-looking kid and all that kind of good stuff, but there's something missing there. I don't know what ingredient it is, but there's something missing there. I think he lacks a killer instinct, because I would have been going for it. I mean, with a tall, lanky Mexican in front of me that didn't want to punch back too hard, I think I'd be trying to kick his ass all night. I'd be trying to slap the tattoos off him, okay? But guess what? Malinaki was just content with one-twos, a lot of one-twos. And although he likes to look at his work, he's sort of one of these guys that he's like a painter. I'm talking about Vito Malinaki, of course, the one-beaten fighter. But when he's like a painter. He likes to look at his work. You don't need to look at your work. You need to go out there and take care of business. You look at the videotape afterwards. You don't look at what you're doing right then and there. But he's all crowd into it. He's all into the crowd, this and that. The bottom line is the crowd was there for him last night. But at the end of the day, he was a winner, and he's going to move on to bigger and better things to leave. But at the end of the day, Samson Boxing's got him. Of course, Samson Boxing did pretty good last night as far as their fight cards were concerned. But the bottom line is the four promoters that are looking to take over boxing are, you know, they're not Zuffa. They're not Dana White. They're not. They're Bob Arum at Top Rank. They're Golden Boy, of course, and Oscar De La Hoya. Matt Trum and Barry Eddie Hearn, of course, and then Marcus of Queensbury or whatever, Queensbury Boxing, and Frank Warren. But the bottom line is that nucleus of four people is going to try to come together and take care of Zuffa Sports and Dana White. Because if they don't, boxing's done. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home Now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pedro offers you his protection.
It's one of those days, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We're trying to get Henry Tillman on the line. Of course, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist. A guy that was good. He was pretty good to me in the Olympic training camp, no doubt about that. I mean, down there in Colorado Springs, I was so happy to be there. I mean, bottom line is I'm at the Olympic trials, the Olympic training camp, the whole nine yards. Of course, I finished number 13 that year as far as 139-pounders. That's what the junior welterweight division was back then, losing a decision to the number 9 guy, Vincent Webb, in the Western Olympic trials. But the bottom line is, man, Henry was a guy. There's just no doubt about it. Of course, the Olympic gold medalist, and he had a just pretty decent professional career. We'll talk about that more if we can get Henry in line. If we don't, so be it. But the bottom line is, I was going to bring up the fact that Henry, in his last fight, fought Terry Davis. Terry Davis was the Golden Glove champion with me over here. He was from Vallejo, California, and of course, I fought out of San Francisco and South San Francisco, California. But the bottom line is, Terry the Terminator Davis won the Golden Gloves with me. I can't remember what year it was, but the bottom line is, we won the gloves together, and then Terry turned pro. And then Terry turned pro, and of course, he caught the attention of Sylvester Stallone. This is when Stallone was doing fights like, you know, the Rocky 1 or Rocky 2. Hadn't gotten into the Rocky 3 or the Rocky 4 type of stuff. And then Rocky 5, of course, I'm talking about the relationship he had with Tommy Morrison. Okay? So the bottom line is, it was Terry Davis. It was going to be Terry Davis. And Terry Davis was the guy. He was the chosen one, the white warrior, the white hope, the whole nine yards. And so Terry's living with Sylvester Stallone, as is Bridget Nielsen. You know that movie star lady, Bridget Nielsen? She's living with Stallone. Well, Stallone's got an apartment on his complex, and Terry Davis is living there as well. So Terry's out by the pool, and Bridget Nielsen comes out to the pool, and she takes off her top, and she's showing him her tatas. So she's showing her breasts to Terry Davis, Bridget Nielsen, you know, the movie star, the tall, lanky blonde girl. You know, bottom line is, she's showing him the tatas. Before you know it, they get involved, and they have to. Anyway, they're having sex out by the pool. Right? They're having sex by the pool, and Stallone's filming the whole thing. I don't know if Stallone's a voyeur or whatever it was, but the bottom line is, Stallone ends up getting film of this. He's got videotape of this, okay? You know, Vidin News at 5. But the bottom line is, so Stallone brings Terry Davis, so that they do this thing at the pool, Bridget and Terry Davis. I guess they don't think that somebody's watching, but the bottom line is, the next day, Stallone calls Terry Davis into the office, and as soon as Terry Davis goes into the office, he realizes the mafia's there. I mean, like, Stallone's got some thugs in the room, and this doesn't look good whatsoever. He was even a little frightened. Anyway, Stallone ended up showing him the tape. What happened? He said, well, you know, she came on to me. Anyway, that was the end of Terry Davis. And, of course, Terry Davis went, and then came Tommy Morrison, Tommy the Duke Morrison. Of course, that was that fight that he had with Ray Mercer. And if you look at that film, folks, you can see me saving Tommy Morrison's ass, because I ran up from across that ring, and I'm screaming at Larry Hazard, Larry, stop the fight, stop the fight. He's going to kill him, because I just watched a guy die a few weeks earlier. So I knew what death was. The Rim Reaper was in the house, and I said that Tommy Morrison, I saved your life that night. Of course, he ended up dying of AIDS. But the bottom line is, now we take it from San Francisco, the City of Angels, and bring in the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, Mr. Henry Tillman. How are you today, my brother?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Pretty good. You know, I always joke about you and me, and I tell people how I used to get up at 5:30 in the morning at the Olympic training camp, and they used to make me run in 35 and 40-degree weather, and then I would come back for lunch, and there's Henry Tillman running. Wait, what's going on? And he told me I didn't have to lose weight and things like that, but the bottom line is you ended up winning the gold, and you were everything we thought you were going to be as an Olympian.
Thank you. I had a lot of good teammates around me with a lot of experience that, you know, coerced me on to do what I did, you know, and gave me the supportive confidence to get up in the morning, go to the gym, you know, do what's right.
You know, people don't realize how tough that is. I mean, they don't. The life of a boxer is not a glamorous life per se. I mean, you see the guys on TV, maybe Mike Tyson and people like that with millions of dollars, Floyd Mayweather running around, this kind of stuff. But for the most part, boxing's rough.
Very rough.
And I try to explain this to people, say to me, you know, why didn't you fight more? You must be out of your mind. I had my amateur career, and that was it. Here's what's up, Henry. I was working for the San Francisco Police Department, and I was making three or four grand a month, something like that, back in the '80s. Okay, and so this guy wanted me.
That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, I know. Well, this guy wanted maybe $2,500. Anyway, so this guy wanted me to turn pro. He wanted to give me like $800 a fight. So he wanted me to quit the police department for $3,000 a month or $2,500 a month to take fights for like less than a grand, and I fight every 6 or 8 weeks. You got to be kidding me.
He was nuts.
But yet, Eric the Prince Martin, he'd bid on it. He had the same deal offered him, and he took it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and of course, Eric didn't do all that well. Eric died. Eric, do you know who Eric the Prince Martin was?
Eric the Prince Martin.
Junior Walter, he had a draw with Herman Montes down at the Olympic Auditorium. Yeah, he went 10 rounds with Lupe Aquino, this and that. So anyway, Eric was the guy that hung out at McDonald's, Henry. And the reason why I say that is that we were celebrating one big fight. I think I won a fight, and then Eric won a fight a couple weeks before. So I said, let's get together. I'll get the limo. We'll get the whole 9 yards. Get the boys together. We'll go to Fisherman's Wharf. So I wanted to take him down to Fisherman's Wharf. He said, I don't like that food. I said, what do you mean I like the food? He goes, it's a whole restaurant. Skoma's like the number one restaurant in San Francisco. He goes, no. He goes, just take me to Mickey D's. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing this up is he didn't listen to me. About 3 weeks before he died, I saw him, and my boxing doctor called me on the phone and said, if you see Eric Martin, tell him to call me. Dr. Ketchum told me this. Have Eric call me. It's important. So when I was doing some road work one day, I saw Eric. I said, Eric, Blood. I said, you got to call Dr. Ketchum. He goes, Blood, I feel fine. 2 weeks later, they took out a tooth, and he never stopped bleeding. He died. The diabetes thing was through the roof.
Wow.
Little wow. Stories. So tell me, what are you doing? You're running the gym down there in L.A., right?
Yeah, we're over at Sweet Times Boxing in Hawthorne, California, with Marco and them. In fact, we got three in the Golden Gloves today.
You got the Golden Gloves going today?
Say Golden Gloves. Yeah.
You know what?
You got one girl and two guys.
You know, I'll say this. I won 4 Golden Glove championships, and that, you know, I've been, there's nothing quite like winning the Golden Gloves. And people say to me, do you still remember that? I remember how people treated you when you won the Golden Gloves locally. This thing. You were the guy locally, and everybody knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody
knew it. Because back then, they had a final. I don't know if you remember, down here in L.A., they had a final at the Olympic Auditorium, and it'd be on Channel 5.
Yeah, and the finals up here would be packed. I mean, packed. But then something happened in the 80s to where the amateur boxing game thing sort of seemed to fall off the main spectrum. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya came back and he won the 1992 Olympic gold medal. But outside of that, Henry, we've only had one Olympic gold medal since Oscar De La Hoya. That was Andre Ward in 2004.
Yeah.
What does that say about American boxing?
Well, I think what they've done was took the supportive part out of the amateur boxing program. But like, these guys don't even go fight internationals too much. You know what I mean? Because that's where you got the real experience from, fighting the Cubans and Russians and Germans and the Bulgarians and, you know, the likes of that. And see, them guys were really like pros because they got paid to stay amateur back then.
Yep.
So that was really fighting the pros. It's just like a college baseball player playing against the pros.
in the game.
All right, speaking of college baseball players, football players, I think they're getting money now. I think they're getting paid. College football players are getting paid. I think amateur boxers should get paid.
Exactly. But you know, they're too greedy for that, man. Come on.
I tell you one thing. When we fought in the Golden Gloves up here and the SF Examiner was a sponsor, they used to give us a $50 check. We thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know if you remember, now what's his name? He ran the Golden Gloves for years here in Southern California, Johnny Flores.
Yeah.
And he had a son, Johnny Flores Jr., that had the, I think it was called Master Built Rings he used to make.
Okay.
And he used to give us $5. We'll fight the semis over at the Pasta House in East L.A. He would give us $5 and a plate of spaghetti.
you know what, Henry? I fought for the state title down there in L.A. at the Olympic Auditorium and lost the decision to Keith Payne. I think it's Keith or Kevin Payne, one of the Payne boys. But the bottom line is, about 6 or 8 months later, I took an amateur boxing team down there, and they didn't want to serve us any food. And we were in in Irvine, California, and like I had to scream to get these kids food. Believe it or not, it was really racist down there, man.
Wow. Yeah, Irvine. Yeah, back then you come to the early '80s. Hell yeah. they still kind of on to the left down there now.
Okay, so what are you doing these days besides running the gym? Tell me, what's Henry Tillman doing in 2026?
Well, you know, I'm just training. You know, amateur pros. Just taking it easy. I mean, I kick around with some of the cars and stuff I have, you know, here and there. And other than that, I just laid back.
I'm enjoying life to an extent, and then you know, and some of my friends are working still full time. I'm not working full time, but I'm still working. I think you got to stay active in order to stay together. But the bottom line is, you sound good, you look good, and I'm still going to bring up the fact that you got to run at 12 o'clock and I had to run at 5 in the morning. Do you know how cold it was at 5 o'clock in the morning in Colorado Springs?
It was freezing.
It was so cold your snot froze.
You got that right, boy. That lake was frozen.
Exactly.
Really out of that lake.
Exactly.
That lake would be frozen solid.
Yeah. So, Henry, I want to wish you the very best of luck. It's good to talk to you again, man. It was good to see you at the Mixed Martial Arts Hall of Fame when they inducted us a couple years ago. But I wish you the very best, man. And you've always been a classy guy, man. I can't say nothing but great things about Henry Tillman.
Appreciate you. Hey, you coming down for the inductees for the Hall of Fame here?
I think I am going to come down. We'll talk before that. I got your number. We'll talk. I'm running up on a hard break with the commercials, so I got to run. But I love you, Henry, and I thank you so much for your time.
I love you too, Pico.
All right.
Thanks for having me on, brother.
Henry Tillman, 1984 Olympic gold medalist on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I am an American veteran.
I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Howard Cosell was the, Larry's going to get pissed off if I say this, but he was Larry Merchant of boxing before Larry Merchant. I mean, he just was. I mean, Larry, of course, is very colorful, says things like, you know, I mean, the second most popular thing probably in HBO boxing history outside of Mike Tyson has been knocked out when Jim Lampley said that was when Larry Merchant said, if I was 50 years younger, I'd kick your ass with Floyd Mayweather. So I'm like, that's probably one of the most memorable moments in HBO history. But without a doubt, Howard Cosell, of course, had his memorable moments with Muhammad Ali. And then there was the falling out he had with the sport of boxing. Of course, that was with the Larry Holmes, Randall, Tex Cobb. You heard Tex Cobb a little bit earlier bitching about Don King cutting him $200,000 in a fight with Larry Holmes. But the bottom line is that was a fight that basically told that, you know, that Howard uses a send-off. Anyway, bottom line is Howard Cosell, anti-boxing with Joan Rivers.
What do you miss most now that you're retired?
First, I'm not retired, and second, I don't miss a single darn thing. I'm doing exactly what I want to do.
But what about, like, commentating on boxing and things like that?
I gave up boxing Thanksgiving Day weekend of 1982. I had enough of that garbage.
Why? What was there was there one specific thing?
Well, there was a sequence of events at that point in time that I carefully delineated to your husband, Edgar, inside earlier on. Told him exactly what was wrong with it.
You want to tell me, or should I just ask Edgar tonight?
If you ask Edgar tonight, it will be the last time you'll ever see him again. I've told Edgar the truth. I just signed your book. You're running away with me.
Okay. Is there a Mrs. C.? That's going to be upset?
Only for 43 years. But in answer to your question, there were a sequence of events. First of all, a man who shouldn't have been allowed to fight his opponent was killed, Duck Koo Kim, by Boom Boom Mancini. Subsequent to that, a boy who was very dear to me, Alexis Aguayo, was almost killed, lay prostrate for 3 minutes on the canvas when knocked out by a man named Aaron Pryor at a time when, in my opinion, Alexis Aguayo should no longer be fighting. Subsequent to that, I had to call a fight, and I made up my mind during that fight, because it wasn't a fight, it was a mugging, that I had had quite enough. I had spent long years of my life testifying before various committees in the House and the Senate about boxing. I could never change it. The three networks want it. Cable wants it, and the sports writers quite obviously want it, and Confronted by that unholy alliance, I made my decision that I didn't want any part of it, and I'm proud of it. I think it's a terrible thing what now goes on in boxing in America.
Howard Cosell, of course, telling like it is, a mouth that roars. I was going to do another 7-minute interview with Howard, but I'm probably not going to go in that direction. Bottom line is, you know, I have great respect for most people. Some, though, couldn't get me to cross the street to piss on them if they were on fire. That being said, people have long found me to be intrusive, both as an SF police officer, of course, and a seasoned journalist. Listen, I just don't have a problem approaching people that I don't know. Surveillance, of course, was in Paradise, California. This is over with the impeccable ones. Talk about Marin County. Paradise, California, Paradise, USA, Mill Valley. Bottom line is, I'm doing my PI thing in Mill Valley, California, and this old guy walks by my car. He's got both an aide and a cane. Well, guess what? The aide doesn't matter, but the bottom line is, I really recognize the old guy as the legendary 1960 comedian from The Ed Sullivan Show, Tonight Show, that kind of good stuff, Mort Saul. And he was President John F. Kennedy's best friend. Holy cow. So anyway, as I look closer at the slow and purposely walking duo, I realize that meeting President Kennedy, John Kennedy's friend again, is probably a once-in-a-lifetime shot. So anyway, I abandoned the surveillance. I'm on surveillance as a PI. I decide I'm giving up the gig. I don't care. I'm running out of here. Anyway, so I'm chasing Mort Saul across the room. Anyway, Mort Saul. Anyway, what I knew about the JFK thing is sort of what got Mort Saul interested in what I was talking about. So anyway, I was a little bit frantic, and I was scrambling for a business card as I closed the distance of both Mort and his friend as they enter Stefano's Pizza. Now, the impeccable one, he knows about Stefano's Pizza. When it sits in the glass too long, it gets greasy. But the bottom line is, you get it fresh, it's pretty damn good. Anyway, bottom line is, he walks into Stefano's Pizza. So this is like my pizza place. You got to be kidding me, right? So talk about a win-win situation. Mort Saul and Stefano's. Can't get much better than that. Anyway, so I approach Mort Saul. I'm pretty nervous, you know, always pretty nervous, semi-assertively, you know, because I can't let this get away. I mean, I got a question list of questions, like a long grocery list, you know, because I introduce myself and I talk about my mini bio, being an ex-SFPD member, plainclothesman, playing private investigator, syndicated talk show host, award-winning writer, 34 countries, traveled around the world. And I was part of a group that sat down with the wife of Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged assassin of President Kennedy, to talk about Marina Oswald. Of course, my JFK smarts is what got Mort's attention. So he was walking around basically unassisted, but he was closely watched, and he was the first stand-up comedian ever. And what I mean by that is, Mort Saul appeared on The Tonight Show and The Ed Sullivan Show as a satirist, but he was the first comedian ever. And of course, when I came on him, when I forced myself upon Mort Saul, he was 91 years old. I didn't force myself. Anyway, he invites me to the Mort Saul Show. I'll say, what? He is still incredibly astute between the ears. I mean, still sharp. Saul was appearing one night a week in Mill Valley at the Throckmorton Theater. So for about a year, I would go visit Mort once a week and try to, you know, extract presidential history or history. I would pump him for questions, talk about the Vietnam War. He said that he was against the Vietnam War. He spoke out against it during the JFK administration, and that President Kennedy told him that he would end the war, that the war would be over by the election in 1964, or about a year after Kennedy died. Anyway, bottom line is, JFK was also the first medical marijuana patient. How could I say that? Because Mort Saul told me. Not only did JFK smoke marijuana in the 1960s to relieve pain brought on by his wartime injuries in the 1940s, the president puffed on doobies in the White House. That's right. Mort told me, you know, quote, those mini cigars he smoked, yeah, they had a little tobacco in them, but they were mostly marijuana, end of quote. He said, U.S. cannot win the war in Vietnam. This is what Kennedy and Mort Saul were talking about. Of course, I will be out of Southeast Asia by November, in a year. So bottom line is, that's what everybody's thinking. But we'll see what happens. Of course, the troops were coming home, according to Mort Saul. It was about 5,000 guys already in the air when they were coming home when Kennedy was killed. Of course, and Kennedy's get out of Vietnam policy was reversed immediately after the coup. Johnson, the vice president, was either duped or went along with the military and the CIA into thinking that the USA could win and win easily in Vietnam. It wasn't going to happen, you know, because both the allies and the enemies looked the same. What made winning in Vietnam impossible was that the communist Vietnamese we were fighting and the non-communist Vietnamese that we were backing, both sides, they looked the same. I mean, you see, folks, the only difference between North and South Vietnam was a makeshift border and a uniform. And of course, President Johnson, or Vice President Johnson at that point in time, he was in hot water. And Mort told me that the legal issues he was facing was were going to pull him off the 1964 ticket, and there would be another senator replacing him as far as the vice president in 1964 with John Kennedy. Of course, John Kennedy was killed. Of course, when John Kennedy got wiped out, away went, when he got blown away, away went the investigation into JFK. Anyway, bottom line is, Jim Morsall asked me if I thought the vice president was involved. He said, do you think that, you know, that Lyndon Johnson was involved? Because I asked him first, and he danced around, and I said, I wouldn't be surprised, he was a bad guy, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he asked me, do you think that he was involved? I said, I think so. I waited for a moment. I took out a picture of Vice President Johnson's limousine just before the gunshots rang out in Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, and Johnson is already, he's already ducking down. I'm positive he knew in advance. Think about this. He's ducking prior to the shots. When Johnson was called out on this later about the ducking and during the shooting, he said he was on the radio. He was listening to a radio through an earphone. What kind of rules he listened to? Top 40, like rock and roll, Elvis Presley, something like that, during in 40 or 100 feet in front of him, JFK's getting blown away? Come on, man. Anyway, I'm telling you, that coincidence doesn't work. Anyway, Mort was pondering this. He was looking at this. He was saying he's tripping out because I'm showing a picture of the Zapruder film, of course, where I thought the car stopped and the film was faked and altered and this kind of good stuff. And I sort of proved that to him. And, of course, and I wondered if I was going at a 91-year-old man just way too fast. I mean, think about that. I mean, you're one of our chastens in 2021, of course, at the Throckmorton Theater there. I brought clear pictures of the JFK death car, Will Greer, the driver, and the brake lights were on, and you look during the 7 seconds or so that the shots were being fired, and the driver, Will Greer, is looking straight at Kennedy. And even a 3:14, which is a 12th of a second after Kennedy's got his head blown off, you look at the picture. I got it here on my Substack page. I got the article on my Substack page. Pedro 1234, PAYDRO 1234. That's the call letter there at Substack. But the bottom line is, I got a picture of frame 3:14 there, and Will Greer is still looking at JFK. Why was he looking at the president? Let me tell you, when shots ring out, you're supposed to step on the gas, not step on the brakes. This guy stepped on the brakes because he was involved. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, presidential security and Pedro, of course, the goal will be every week to talk about people that I met. Once in a while, I'll do this on Substack. And, of course, I did this week on Mort Saul. And Mort Saul died at the age of 94 about 3 or 4 years ago. But he was a good guy to me. And, you know, he was Kennedy's best friend. And he told me that, you know, that JFK was killed by people within the government. I knew that. It was out of doubt. Anyway, I want to say this before I go. Presidential security and Pedro. You know, I met the presidents of China, Hungary, and Spain, and I met all their presidents of security. And then there was also me being tailed all around by the U.S. Secret Service when I was supposed to introduce President Janos Adler of Hungary in Budapest. So the Secret Service came over, and they're following me all over the place. So they followed me for 10 days. And believe me, if they followed me around, they probably saw me smoking weed in the car. It's just possible. But imagine this, 2 weeks of the U.S. Secret Service following you around, and I don't know it. Shame on me. Let's roll to an early break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess you didn't tell Dad your family was coming.
Well, he never warns me when he is. So I feel like I owe him nothing.
I can't believe we get away with putting that on the air. I can't. I mean, they sanction me. They censor me for all kinds of stuff. We get away with putting that on the air. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, in a minute, we'll get to the fact that Dana White was rocking and rolling last night. But, of course, the big fights, May the 2nd. I can't wait. Of course, the Battle of Japan. Junto Nakatani was the 32-0 with 24 knockouts, taking on Nanoa Inoue, 32-0 with 27 knockouts. Somebody of those got to go. Somebody's going to be 33-0. Somebody's going to be 32-1. Who's going to be? According to the oddsmakers, Nanoa Inoue is about a 4-1 favorite. I think it's a bit long. But the bottom line is Nakatani looked so poor in that last fight that I couldn't stand. I wouldn't pick him to beat the monster, no doubt about that. And of course, also on May the 2nd, we got, man, the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world. Talk about David Benavidez. We talked about that time and time again. Even Tommy D's on board. Tommy D's on board. Socrates on board. Larry Merchant's on board to an extent. Of course, I've been on board for a long time. Mike Tyson's on board. Listen, I mean, when a guy ducks you for 5 years, 6 years, he gets the WBC to say, well, he did some cocaine at one point in time in his life. So he did some cocaine at one point in his time in his life, so he can't fight Canelo Alvarez? Give me that. Say what? Come on, man. Canelo allegedly did some steroids at one point in his time. So you give Canelo a pass, but you can't give Benavidez a pass. So they took the title for Benavidez, and then they made him the WBC interim champion. So he had the interim 168-pound title a couple of different times. And three or four different times, the WBC said, we're going to make Canelo Alvarez fight him. Well, guess what? Canelo ain't fighting David Benavidez for nothing. Canelo will go down like Paulo Malignaggi did, the former World Junior Welterweight Champion, of course, TV and Showtime analyst. He said that it's the biggest duck job in the history of boxing. David Benavidez being ducked by Canelo Alvarez. No doubt about it. Of course, Benavidez, 31-0, something like 25-26 knockouts. Of course, Zerto, Gilberto Ramirez, 48-1, 30 KOs. The one loss to Dimitri Bivol. And I don't know. I know everybody thinks that Bivol is the best at 175. Not anymore. Bivol got a doctor's note to not fight David Benavidez. Listen, if you got to go get a doctor's note not to fight somebody, come on, man. What are you trying to tell me? Oh, I can't fight him right now. I got a bad shoulder. Wait, you're not talking about canceling any other fights, but you can't fight Benavidez because you got a bad shoulder. Bottom line is Dimitri Bivol's a little short in the sack department there when it comes to the nuts. And, of course, a lot of guys are. Why not? I mean, he's a monster. I mean, when I watched Benavidez beat up on Gennady Golovkin, that must have been about He's like, what, 28 years old now? Must have been about 12 years ago. He was 16 years old. I mean, he was kicking the snot out of the world middleweight champion, who was no bum. Golovkin deserves, well, I mean, maybe top 15 all-time ratings. He's that good of a middleweight fighter, no doubt about that. Triple G. But then there was David Benavidez lighting him up like the White House Christmas tree. What can I say? I mean, I was impressed. He was only 16 years old. So I said to myself, who is this guy at 16? Of course, everybody was, you know, busy talking about Gennady Golovkin. But I'm looking at the guy, 16 years old, kicking his ass. And that was the great David Benavidez. Yes, I do think that David Benavidez is a great fighter. I think that pound for pound, I think he's the best fighter going right now. And anybody wants to say, you know, you can say Inouye, I guess, if you want, because Inouye's been, he sort of got the boxing establishment behind him. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I'm not the biggest fan of the Japanese fighter because of the fact that, you know, he fights all the time in Japan. I mean, come on, man, there's other places to fight. Speaking of Japan, Dana White's been over there a few times. Talk about, of course, the UFC. UFC last night, Carlos Olberg beat Jiffy Pagazinga with a KO in the first round punches. Of course, that was a light heavyweight bout. That's 205 pounds. Another 205-pound bout. Paulo Acosta. Paulo Acosta used to fight at middleweight at 185 pounds, 180 pounds, and he weighed 210 pounds when he fought at middleweight. When he got into the ring, when he got into the octagon, he weighed 215 pounds after weighing in at 180 pounds. That ain't fair. Spit with an H. That ain't fair. Anyway, Paulo Acosta was a winner over some guy named Azamat. Of course, Josh Huckett was a winner over Curtis Blaydes. Not too many names on the card. Dominic Reyes was a winner over Johnny Walker. And Cub Swanson, there's an old-timer in the UFC, beat Nate Lewinsky with a TKO in the first round, 4 minutes and 6 seconds. And, of course, they were fighting at featherweight. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and my voice has barely made it through the show. I'm ready to go right now. I won't be talking anymore today. I mean, my voice is done. Done. But the bottom line is I thank the impeccable one in the other room. Of course, without him, I wouldn't be doing this. I mean, he's really that good of a guy around here. He really takes care of me, and he makes me feel comfortable, and I can't say enough impeccable things about the impeccable one. Just can't. And, of course, I've got Olivia's kid in here today, Jose Mazzurri, and I love him as well. Of course, straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can find us live and delayed on Twitch.tv and Sports Byline USA channel, and, of course, YouTube as well, the Sports Byline USA channel. Stuttering at the end, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be right back.